thanks, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. The clerk will call the roll, please.
Councilmember Anthony.
He's just going to connect right now, Tracy.
Thank you.
Start there from the top, Tracy.
Okay. Councilmember Anthony.
Here, at last.
Daskaluti.
Here.
Frick.
Here.
Harris. Moranti.
She's actually, I believe she has a final tonight, Tracy.
Thank you. Moranti.
Here.
Morris.
Here.
Roney.
Here.
Saar.
Here.
Walker.
Jesus. I don't see him.
Wallace.
Present.
Present DiPietro.
Here.
Quorum present.
Just enough.
Okay. Can I have an introduction to the call of the meeting and place it on file?
I will introduce.
Second.
Okay, that's Art and Roni. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Anyone opposed? The motion carries. Okay, the first resolution authorizes the... Oh, Jamie, you want to put it up, please? Authorizes the use of funds from the capital reserve to finance more accessible and functional, this is the name of the account, city offices for roof repairs to City Hall. Can I have an introduction, please?
I'll introduce
Dewan.
That's Dewan as a second. And a roll call vote, please. Unless there's some conversation.
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Daskaluti.
Aye, but Tom, can I ask you one question quickly?
Sure, sorry, I should have. What?
I just want to know, are we going to have quotes from different roofing companies for this?
No, that was all done.
Oh, okay.
Rob handled the
entire,
yeah.
All right, I said aye.
Frick?
Aye.
Moranti?
Aye.
Morris?
Margaret? Aye. Thank you.
Roney?
Aye.
Saar?
Aye.
Wallace?
Aye.
Present DiPietro?
Aye.
Carried.
Motion carries. The second resolution authorizes the execution of a lease agreement with Pocketbook Factory of Hudson, LLC. May I have an introduction, please?
I'll introduce.
And a second?
Second.
You want?
Any questions?
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Question really quickly. The $8,000 amount, how did that number arrived at? Like, what was the process for that?
What we did was we based it on, the equivalent of how many parking spaces it would be, and then use the amount that is charged in our public lots per month. Does that make sense?
It does, thank you.
Okay.
And then I just wanted to surface Margaret's question that she asked in the email about the partial use of the space being addressed in the lease. Was that
it no longer was an issue.
Wanted to see if
as I responded to Margaret's email, the fact is they're only renting a portion of the lot, leaving the rest of the lot open for all the other uses.
Okay.
So that doesn't have
and
to be.
And this does not.
What?
And this has no. My internet's really bad over here.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know if I'm cutting you off. I was just gonna ask, and this has no bearing on the future use of the pocketed factories.
Correct.
Use of that parking lot space. This is only for this construction period.
Correct.
Yeah. Sorry, you say that again?
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Theo, it has a 2-year term.
Yeah, I see the 2-year term, but I just want to, you know, I know that there's a much larger conversation to be had around pocketed factories and parking going forward.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that,
yeah,
you know, we're...
This
we're,
is not part of that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I want.
Great.
Tom, I did have questions on the environmental document, but do you want me to hold that until we get to the environmental document?
What is the question?
So I had asked some questions. I understand now that the city is, Sponsor is actually completing that negative environmental piece. So who exactly are we submitting that to?
It gets submitted to, I believe, the DEC.
Okay. And then I assume that what we were looking at was a template, because it made no sense that a lot of questions, I thought it was a template because questions got every answer checked. And the date was invalid, and it just didn't look to me like a document that was ready to go anywhere. So I don't know whether
there
that's
was just
incorrect.
The date was because we were originally going to look at this back in March, so it's been changed.
So are we going to look at what's actually going to be submitted tonight, or whatever we were looking at earlier?
I don't think we have to. Crystal, we don't have to.
These are DEC forms, and I use the DEC mapper in order to create it. So I actually go into the DEC website. It has questions that you have to answer. You put the project location in, and it auto-fills it from the DEC's information on it.
But how does it auto-fill yes, no, and NA up to the same question?
So some of them, so it depends on what form
it is. The right thing.
I'm looking at what you sent us.
There are two forms that I sent.
Okay.
Part one gets filled out with the one that has the map attached to it. That is the one that gets auto-generated from the DEC's website. The second one gets filled out after doing a review of the project itself to see if it's going to have an impact on those sub-questions. That's not filled out from the DEC's website. That was done, that was something that I prepared.
Right. Well, I think I'm talking about what you prepared. It's something where you added statements for questions 10 and 11. Based on questions raised by Vicky, and
yeah,
it has an incorrect date at the bottom of month of 4-3, and
yeah,
it has a whole series of questions where the answer is yes, no, or NA, and yes, no, and NA are checked off on all of those questions, which makes no sense to me.
So if you're looking at 10, it actually doesn't.
No, I'm not talking about 10, I'm talking about the questions before 10. If you could pull up the document that you emailed to us earlier.
I have it open on my screen. I'm looking at it right now.
Somebody needs to share the screen so that we're all looking at it.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't have that. I just stopped so
that. Oh, it's on the, it should be there. It's under the documents in general.
Yeah.
For the lease.
The
lease document.
Lease agreement with attachments.
I'm not talking about you guys. Not the lease agreement.
Yeah, we understand what you're talking about.
It's part of the lease agreement.
You just have to scroll through. You know,
so it's a separate document. And with the email I received.
Yeah, we know what it is, Margaret. Thank you.
I'm not talking about the map.
Yeah, we know.
No, it's under the map. There's a whole form.
There it is. That's it.
It's combined into one document in the website.
Yeah, it's combined into one document.
Right.
Well, maybe at this point, but I received an email where it was done because it was sent after being...
Yeah, we got that, but we have it here.
That's correction. Yes.
You have it.
I know I'm right. So the question that I'm asking is, in the document, it's not this one, what you sent us, scroll down. I can pull up what I'm referring to, but you sent us something where yes, no, and NA were checked off. Let me go pull up exactly what I received in my email. Because it just made good sense. I'm not talking about it.
Where did you say yes, no? Where? There is nowhere it says yes, no, and...
I'm forward the email to all these.
It doesn't matter. It's not the document we're dealing with.
Margaret, the one that we have in front of us and the one that's on the meeting notes on the website don't have the ones that you're indicating.
Did everybody else see the one I'm talking about where the month was listed as 4/3?
Yes.
The day was 4/3/96.
Yes.
That was a PDF document.
Yeah, we have copies of that here, and it reads the way it's supposed to read. There is just one error of the date.
Crystal, can you confirm that what's being sent is the document that we're seeing that's posted to the city website?
I have an EAF short form. I have it open.
But Margaret, that doesn't matter. We're talking about the document that's on the website.
Okay, so I don't know who's speaking. In preparation for this meeting, I reviewed the documents that were sent to me. I'm looking at one right now. It was sent as an update to the... It was sent yesterday at 4:46 EAF short form,
right.
Part 1. And this is the document that I asked questions about. Question 1, does the proposed action only involve legislative adoption, etc.? Both yes and no checked. And I'm not going to respond or vote on anything if I don't know. You know, I got this thing to review. I asked questions about it. I didn't get answers to the questions.
Well, you're not getting answers because you're not looking at the correct document.
Why do I have this PDF if we're not voting on it?
Well, voting on this form right here, what you see now.
Again, no one sees what you see.
Voting on that old one or whatever you get.
Margaret, I'm opening. It's Ryan. I've opened the 4:46 p.m. Crystal Peck. And I'm looking at my screen, and I'm seeing exactly what is being shared on this main screen. Question 1 only has no check. Question 2 has no check.
Well, let me show you what I have here. Let me go back into Zoom. Try to see where I can share. You know what, Ryan? Let me just do this. I'm going to download this, and I'm going to email it to you.
Okay.
Oh, when I downloaded it, it unchecks.
I was going to say, Margaret, the forms that are DEC forms, depending on the computer that's opening them, they can cause problems with these boxes. So the one that's before the council is this. It has the one that was just shared. As everything that's on my screen that I'm looking at now, except there was that typo on the date that I that won't fix. But that is an issue with these DEC forms, depending on the computer that's open.
Yeah, that's fine. I opened the attachment and I looked at it on my screen, and that's why I asked the question of why are we saying yes and no and NA on multiple questions, and I received no answer to that. The answer could have been very simple. You need to download the form, or that's not what we're seeing, and then we would.
No, we told you that's not what we're seeing. We're not seeing it. It was made very clear.
Let me just put in a quick word for my thrilling presentation on document management workflow that I'll be giving in the tech committee later.
Theo, we can't really go outside of the determined agenda of a special meeting. Dominic,
sarcasm doesn't cross the Atlantic.
Dominic, did you have something you want to say?
I apologize. I'm trying to notice in this document at all, has it identified, because a lot of times construction crews use porta-potties, if there's going to be porta-potties and the location of the porta-potties?
I don't believe there's going to be porta-potties on this, Dominic. It wasn't, and actually Sean Rowland, he is here. Sean, we haven't talked about that being added to the site. Is that something that could be added to the site?
No, we will not have those on the site in question.
There are bathrooms in the building.
Bathroom is in the pocketbook,
right?
Yeah, I didn't know about the water situation. Because they know the water was on and off, and so, yeah, thanks, Sean.
Sure.
Okay. Any other questions?
Yeah,
Okay, can I roll a call vote, please?
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Dascaluti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Moranti.
I want to thank everyone. I worked hard on this. I know it was tedious, but aye.
Morris.
Aye.
Roney.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Walker. Apologies. Wallace.
Aye.
Present DiPietro.
Aye.
Carrie.
Thank you, Tracy. Okay, can I have a motion, an introduction to adjourn?
I'll introduce.
Motion one.
Okay, I think we had Art and then Dewan. All those in favor of adjourning, please signify by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed?
Hey, Tom?
Yes, who's that?
Did I miss the resolution for the planning board?
No, you missed it because it's not in. You want a quick explanation?
Okay.
I'll give you Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Tom.
No, you go, Crystal.
Apologize.
That's all right.
No, we pulled that because I was looking, I've been back and forth with the planning board attorney on this. We've been looking at the code on this. And what we're going to do is we're going to tweak it so that it falls completely underneath the code provision that allows for the planning board chair to retain the experts. And that way it stays separate from the council.
Okay. There was just
minor confusion because the provider in this case sent a contract, and that's what confused the powers that be in City Hall. Okay, so we're done, and stay tuned for the tech committee at 6:30.
Okay.
Bye.
I got a question. What happened to the old nameplates? Because I'm going to hold on to them.
Oh, he wants it.
Well, it's my old nameplate.
Well, so, history proves that although you are in office today, you may not be next time, but you come back, and then we recycle them. With that said, if you want the other one up,
well,
we will never go back to the old one.
Yeah, that's the reason.
Yes.